You are listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. We're talking about the science of farming and food production, including food production into the future because of things like climate change. We're joined by Brian Thomas and Claire Demoney. Brian, there's a question here from David and Judith, and they say, is fertiliser more damaging when you put it on fields than fossil fuels effectively are?
Well, I think it's not really a question of one or the other, because I think, as we've heard earlier, the manufacture of fertilisers involve a major amount of energy and contribute significantly to greenhouse gases, and therefore you have to burn fossil fuels to obtain the fertiliser in the first place. I think in terms of fertiliser, it is possible to mitigate some of these problems. For example, as we've heard with plants that fix nitrogen, if we could extend that capability to others, that would help. If we had a more efficient process for fixing nitrogen, more efficient the Haber process, or we can get plants that use nitrogen more efficiently, and there's a lot of work going on at the moment looking at the genetics of that particular aspect of crop production.
Which is, I guess, your area, I should say your field, to take a farming analogy, Claire.
Yes, and I think there's some debate as to how much of applied nitrogen fertiliser ends up as nitrous oxide. The IPCC estimates that about 1% ends up as nitrous oxide, but there are some papers in the literature which suggest that that's a 3- or 4-fold underestimate, and it could in fact be much higher than that. So I think there's a lot of discussion as to how much, but it's certainly nitrous oxide is a greenhouse gas much more potent than carbon dioxide by several hundred times.
Thank you, Claire.